Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. It's Open Forum this hour. Tim Staples, our guest. If you've got a question for Open Forum, I'm going to give you the number now, and I'm not going to give it again during the show. So jot it down if you're thinking you're going to call halfway through the show or something. It's 888-318-7884. Open Forum means the lines are open to anyone. Wherever you live, whatever you do, whatever church you might belong to or not belong to, you're welcome to call with your questions about the Christian faith, about the Catholic Church, Catholic teaching. 888-318-7884. Last hour, a guy from Dubai, a gentleman, a non-Catholic pastor from Florida. So you see, we haven't had the non-Christian call yet today. So if you're not a Christian person and you have a question you'd like to ask a Catholic apologist, 888-318-7884. And that's it. I'm not giving that number out anymore. That's it. I'm not going to say 888-318-7884 anymore because we have a $15,000 match this hour, a $15,000 challenge match. That means somebody gave us that $15,000 and said, go out and make that 15 grand. And so we got to do that this hour. Really good news from last hour. It didn't seem like it the first 30 minutes of that hour, but yeah. Folks really came through in a very generous way. And we actually blew past our $15,000
match.
We did really, really well.
And I just caught wind that we had a $2,500 gift. Is that on there?
Oh, I didn't look at that. I didn't see that.
Well, I was just told that
might
that
be
that's,
the that's, is that the yes, it's from Tim Staples. No, just kidding. that may be. I'll have to look that up. I'll go back and look through the numbers and see if I see that one. But
yeah, we had some folks really come through. Thank you all so much, because as I said in the last hour, folks, you know, we're experiencing a bump right now, a bump in the road, I should say, not a bump up, but a bump in the road. And there are a whole lot of our brothers and sisters that are struggling right now with 30 million people out of work due to this crisis. And we understand and we are praying for you all, those of you that have lost jobs and your family. We're praying for you. But we are at the same time, we're coming together as a Catholic community right now. And I just believe, my friends, I tend to agree with President Trump. I don't know about you, Cy, that I really believe that we're going to bounce back economically as the wheels start turning. A lot of these jobs that were lost are like restaurants and things like that, that hopefully we'll be able to get back up and running. But it's going to be rough. And I know it's rough for a lot of folks right now just paying the bills and paying the mortgage. Right. So we are praying for you, but we're going to ask all of you that have been blessed to come through. I want you to dig down deep. And can I say this? It may be you're kind of sitting back. You're giving right now $25 a month. How about doubling that? Get on the phone right now, 888-291-8000. Double that. And my friends, that's just like a brand new pledge, right, Cy?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So
yeah.
You call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we need to hear from you. We made the match in the first hour. Now we got a brand new matching challenge of $15,000. So folks, get on that phone, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And weren't the questions awesome?
Really, really good questions. Yeah, really great questions. A great combination of folks. It's and also, I have to say, it's really nice, and I really appreciate it when people from around the world check in with us on Facebook or YouTube. More on Facebook, people tell us where they're from. You know, people from Philippines checking in, New Zealand checking in, other places around the world that first hour. Some saying, well, how do I make a pledge? I can tell you if you're in an international situation where it's not easy to make that toll-free call into the United States, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can it'll work on your phone. It's optimized for mobile. It'll work on your computer. It's optimized for your laptop as well. So just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can make your pledge and help us out. We're very grateful for all who can. More than, I would say about a third of our line's full right now. So that means about two-thirds of the lines ready. When you call, you're going to be talking to an employee of Catholic Answers. Everybody drops what they're doing to help us with our pledge drive, and they'd love to talk with you. It's funny, I was coming down the hall to get back in the studio here after the break, and Carlo Broussard, man, is he working those phones? So that is really cool. You might end up talking to the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. He answers the phones. 888-291-8000. Help us meet that matching challenge that we have for this hour. $15,000 challenge this hour. 888-291-8000. As I said, though, we only take a few minutes each hour to come to you because we got lots of folks waiting on the lines with their questions. Nathan in Connecticut is next. Nathan watches on YouTube Live. Nathan, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Yes.
I've been here since the first call, and I hope Justin's still listening. I just want to attest to the brown scapular. It's gotten me through.
Amen.
Very messy waters, and you feel at peace.
Amen.
You're living a devout life, and you know, and you're holding on to it.
I love my miraculous medal. I got it right here.
I have that too.
Oh, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. There is power in these devotions, to be sure. But what's on your mind, brother?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I have a brother-in-law. He's an alcoholic. And my other brother-in-law is a Catholic, and my question is that, am I committing a grave sin if I indulge in drinking around him? I know that when I go to his house, my wife and I talk about it, he'll offer me a drink, and I say, no, thank you.
Right.
But, if he comes to my house for a barbecue, should I not have any, drinks there? And my other brother-in-law, who is Catholic, he drinks with him, he'll bring beer and they sit and they talk and they drink. And my question is how do I handle with the one who's an alcoholic and how
right.
do I handle the one who's a Catholic and yeah. try to help them both out in a charitable, charitable way.
So this is your brother who's an alcoholic?
No, my brother-in-law.
Oh, brother-in-law.
My
okay.
brother-in-law's.
But he's still drinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in order to commit a mortal sin, you have to first know that what you're about to do is grave matter and freely engage the will and act on that knowledge. Now, what it sounds like to me is you're kind of uncertain here. If, so there wouldn't be a mortal sin if you're saying, well, I'm not sure or that. But if you have knowledge that if I serve alcohol here, I am putting my brother-in-law in a near occasion of sin. That's where it gets to be problematic, and you might want to think about, maybe I shouldn't have it here for him. Now, obviously, if you're at his house, you're at your brother's house or whatever, it's not in, there's nothing you can do about it. But having said that, we also have to consider that he's a grown man and he has a responsibility to say no as well. So that's a whole nother factor that has to be factored in here. So your decision should be based on the knowledge that if I put this out here, he's going to end up drunk. And it could end bad. And of course, being drunk ends bad right there. But even worse, who knows, car crash, you name it. That's what you have to consider and make that decision. Because if, in fact, look, we could just have Martinelli's here, we could have whatever, it'll be the same barbecue, it'll be wonderful, everybody's going to have a good time, but my brother-in-law is not going to end up schnockered, that would be the way to go. I would recommend that anyway. But there's a lot of factors. Like I said, it's hard for us, at Catholic Answers to make, to say, okay, you can't have alcohol at this party because there's so many factors involved. But it's certainly something to think about. I know, and I will tell you personally, if I knew that I had a brother-in-law that was coming to a party that had a very bad problem with drinking, and there was a possibility him driving drunk and that sort of thing, that would be worth me saying, let's hold off on the alcohol for this party so our brother-in-law can be there. That would be me.
Thank you, Nathan. Thanks for the testimony to the brown scapular and to living the devout life. And also thank you for the question. Our number right now, the number that I'm giving out anyways, is 888-291-8000. And the reason I'm giving that out is we are in our quarterly pledge drive right now. We come to you only 6 hours every 3 months. We take 6 hours. Every 3 months, we come to you and ask you for your support. And as you can hear, we take calls during those 6 hours. We don't just use those 6 hours entirely to raise funds, but we do our job. And then in the off moments, we ask you for your support. And thus far, you have always come through for us, and we've been able to keep Catholic Answers on the air. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We have a matching challenge this hour of $15,000. So we'd really, really like, though we take those very, very seriously, folks, I have not met myself personally, the people who make those large matching challenges, but I'm sure grateful for them, and they have the means to be able to do it. And then we come on the air and we try to make sure we raise every dollar of that $15,000. So 888-291-8000 is the number. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And can I just say real quick, folks, I don't know if you've been hearing over this time of crisis, we've seen some really ugly things happen as far as, I would argue, Cy, targeted persecution of Christians, in that, you know, you've probably read the stories, you know, folks
about
coming.
Like the priest is having I read this one. This priest is having mass for his congregation, and they're all in their cars.
That's exactly the one I was.
Yeah, I was like, come
up.
On, why are you bothering those people?
And here come the police, and you know, I'm thinking about all of the stories like that, and it made me realize something. We have an incredible blessing here at Catholic Answers, Catholic Radio, and Catholic media in general, because in a culture that is growing more and more anti-Christian and anti-Catholic in particular, there's never a more important time for us to be able to gather together. But what happens when you can't? All of a sudden now the governors have authority to shut us down. Guess what we can do? This.
Yeah.
The radio, my friends. So we are gathering together right now via the airwaves. Now, of course, we need sacraments. We need to be able to join together and hug each other and shake hands. I get that. But guess what? Sometimes we can't. This is why I believe it is all the more important for us to strengthen Catholic Radio. And please don't forget, folks, to give to your local stations, because I know they are hurting as well right now. So don't forgive, or don't forget.
Yes, do forgive.
Do
all
forgive.
Right.
That is... But don't forget to give to your local stations. But folks, right now, we really need your help. We came through in the first hour, but once again, we are way behind. So we need you guys to come through one more time, folks. And again, I want to ask, there might be some folks that are given $25 a month right now. Let me challenge you to double that. If you haven't lost your job, if God has blessed you, double that gift. Maybe you're given $10 a month. Make it 20, 25, make it 50. Maybe you're given 50, you can make it 75 or 100. Because, Cy, don't you agree those monthly gifts are so important? And we've lost...
Right, right. And that's the whole thing, is those monthly gifts. We try to stress that, because when, you know, you're an apostolate like we are, knowing that you have a certain baseline that you can operate from each month is the thing that makes the difference in the apostolate being able to take chances, the apostolate being able to do new things, the
yes.
apostolate being able to just function in a way that doesn't drive all the bookkeeping people crazy.
Yeah.
We are so grateful that people, when we said, hey, we're short of, we don't have a lot of $500 or $1,000 gifts, lots of people stepped up. But the thing, most people can do a $20, well, many people can do a $20 a month pledge. And if you can, listen, we want to send you a couple things, because these publishers make their materials available to us to be able to give to you, to say thank you. Scott Hahn's new book, we just had Scott Hahn here to talk about the book, as a matter of fact. It's called Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body. from Emmaus Road Publishing. We can send you that if you can make a $20 a month pledge. But that's not all. That's my radio advertising voice. We can also send you Spiritual Warfare along with the Scott Hahn book, Spiritual Warfare and Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke from Sophia Institute Press. And if you're one of those specially blessed people who can make a one-time gift of $500, $1,000, maybe $1,500, maybe you're one of those $2,500 or $5,000 people, and God bless you if you are. In addition to those two books, we're also going to be able to send you Why We Believe, the two DVD, two book set. From the Augustine Institute, Why We Believe. Just pick up the phone and call right now, because I am looking at only three people on the line right now. 888-291-8000. I don't know what we've done to discourage you, but be encouraged. We need your help and support right now. Amen. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Could we fill up those phones right now while we go and take some calls? 888-291-8000. And hey, I'll say to my Catholic brothers and sisters, I just want you to know, we have people who support us here who are not Catholic.
Yes.
Occasionally, we have people who are not Christian.
Yes.
And they will give us money. Why? Because they look around at the media landscape. Yeah. They see what's out there. Yeah. And they see people here who take seriously the moral law. They see people here who take seriously the devotion to God, or to the building up of the family instead of the tearing down of the family. As they see people here who are dedicated to love and mercy and kindness and all those things that are derogated and joked about in the wider culture, but are actually the things that make a society humane and livable, especially for children and the elderly and for those who have disabilities. So I'd say to my Catholic brothers and sisters, you know, maybe think about those Protestants who support Catholic Answers, and even, I'm telling you, non-Christians who support Catholic Answers. Why? Because they know that it makes a difference that there's someone on air taking these things seriously and discussing them. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge of support. About half the lines are full now, so some folks responding, but we have that $15,000 matching challenge, and we're a long way from it, so we're actually going to need those lines to fill up. 888-291-8000. I say that with a heart full of gratitude for all who have called and all who are thinking of call. And I'll tell you what, a heart full of gratitude for those who cannot call and make that pledge right now because things are so difficult at home, but they're offering something up for us. They're making a prayer for us. They're offering up their suffering or their anxiety for the good of this pledge drive. There are people doing that, and it's making all the difference. So again, 888-291-8000. Let's go to Alicia in Oklahoma, watching on YouTube live. Alicia in Oklahoma, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Alicia.
I have joined an online non-denominational Bible study group with a family member of mine, and the topic that they're discussing right now is whether or not we are currently in the end times.
Yes.
And the only thing I really know how to say, like to say, is that, you know, we don't know because Jesus said only the Father knows. I was wondering if you could give me some Bible verses to reference more than that, because there are quite a few people who, you know, are convinced that right now we are.
If I could just say, I was feeling sanguine about this until the killer wasps. And then I'm I'm like, wait a second, maybe we are.
The killer wasp.
The killer wasp put me over the edge.
Well, Well, this is a really good and important question. What I toss out to folks is there's one thing that you know has not happened that must happen before the end, and that is the revelation of the Antichrist. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians, it's funny, Paul kind of answers this question. He says, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling to meet him, we beg you, brethren, do not be quickly shaken in mind or excited, either by spirit or word or by letter, as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Right? So there's nothing new under the sun. Folks were saying it all back in the first century. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come. Now, this is important. Will not come until the rebellion comes. Now, the Greek word there is apostia, right? And the great apostasy. Now, that this is very difficult to get your mind around. So how do we know when the great apostasy is here? Well, I'll tell you what, it ain't here now. And you know, how can I know? Because we've had apostasies, for example, in the 4th century, around the year 360 AD, we had about 70 to 80% of the bishops were heretics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Denying, and we're not talking about fighting over a footnote in an apostolic exhortation. We're talking about denying
who
Jesus
is Christ.
That's right. Denying Jesus is God. All right. We're not even, are you kidding me? We're not even close to, because the final apostasy is going to be the worst, number one. So that is something to toss out. But I think even more important, not only must there be the great apostasy, but the man of lawlessness will be revealed, the son of perdition. In verse 3, that's 2 Thessalonians 2:3, that's crucial. The Antichrist will be revealed. And by the way, just so you know, it will be the Holy Father. It will be the bishops in union with him that will point out who the Antichrist is. So if you are a Catholic Christian, you have nothing to fear because you remain in union with the Holy Father and you are going to be protected. And we have the sacraments to protect us. But those are the two keys you want to point out to these folks. Now, they're going to tell you, we'll never see the Antichrist. We're going to be raptured away. Nope, not according to St. Paul. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, he says, we will see the Antichrist and then the end will come. Folks, once again, I have to tell you, this is why we're here at Catholic Answers, to bring sanity, to bring truth to the conversation. We are the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. This is why we fear not sitting down in front of talking with anybody on the planet, as long as they are willing to honestly talk. Amen?
Amen, right.
You know, we are willing to talk to anyone because we know we have the fullness of the truth, and that's what we're about at Catholic Answers. But guess what? We're not going to be here always automatically. We are here because of you. And if you do not pick up that phone, we go away. Now, you might, oh, that's hyperbole. No, it's not. We exist because of your gifts. We got to get that into people's heads. You are the only reason why we are here. We go away without you. And let me tell you something. Over the years, we've seen apostolates come and go. We've seen radio stations come and go and not make it because they weren't supported. Well, guess what? We're not going anywhere. We believe, let me tell you, I just believe in Catholic Answers. Carl Keating was a gift from God in founding Catholic Answers, bringing this great ministry here. I am so honored just to be a small part of Catholic Answers. But you know what? Having said all that, we're not here if you don't call. So folks, can you do me a favor? We need you right now. We're behind. So we need you to pick up that phone. 888. Why do you people want to give me a heart attack? Every time they wait till the end. No, pick up the phone now. Sigh, they're going to kill me. 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. We've got a $15,000 match and we have got to get it. 888-291. That is a matching challenge, right?
That's matching challenge. Yep.
A matching challenge of 15,000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And don't assume somebody else is calling, because I'm looking at the phone lines, and they're not. We've got lots of open lines right now. Call. If it's $20, that's $20 we need at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the web address. If you are an international donor, often the easiest way is to just go to that website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your pledge there. I have some people that I've been given a note to thank, a donor from St. Mark's in Westminster, Colorado. Bill from Munster, Texas, who gave us $200. Alvin, Field Artillery Vietnam vet, just gave $1,000. And the president of Catholic Answers is a field artilleryman from Marine Corps. So I don't know if Alvin is... he's a Marine Corps? Oh, he's in the Army. Okay, so...
We'll take his money anyway.
Yeah, Army money's just as good as Marine Corps money. I want to make that clear. Anonymous woman from Colorado. I really want to point this one out. I got a little note on this. She's anonymous. She didn't tell us her name. She converted and was confirmed in 2016 because of Catholic Answers. Before that, she actually tried to convince her son to stop being Catholic And he told her to listen to Catholic Answers, and that's how she came into the church.
Wow, praise
so
God.
Praise God for that. And also, you had asked me about a $2,500 gift before.
Yes.
I didn't know about this $2,500, but I do want to say thanks to Pat, who gave us a $2,500
wow,
gift.
Praise
God bless you, Pat. Really, really appreciate that.
Fantastic.
888-318. Excuse me. No, I gave out the wrong number there. The number to call to make a pledge is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A $15,000 matching pledge this hour. We're very grateful to those who are able to make those large donations, but really, we want to give you the books. We got a couple of great books. We got a Scott Hahn book. We got a book on spiritual warfare. We'll send them both to you for a monthly reoccurring pledge.
Wow,
of,
is it?
I'm told $18 a month or more. $18
folks, we
a
need
month
you to call
more.
Now. We're already at the halfway point.
Is
we're,
that true?
Yeah, we're at the halfway
oh
point.
My goodness.
So we got money to raise.
888-291-8000.
Come on, get on that phone.
Come on, get on that phone. That's Tim said it. Make it so. 888-291-8000. Yeah, we're going to take calls. We're not done taking calls. More calls coming up on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's very exciting around here. We got a long way to go in the next half hour, but I feel confident we can do it. Tim Staples does not feel confident. He never feels confident until the last dollar is in the bucket. So help him out. But it is our spring pledge drive. We only come to you four times a year. We only come to you six hours when we do. We are in the midst of the first day of our pledge drive. And we even on those 6 hours, we use less than half the time because we take calls the rest of the time. And we're going to go back to the calls. But I'd like to ask you to fill up the lines. Actually, really, right now, it looks pretty healthy. About half the line's full, even after we just went to that break. So thank you to everybody who's helping us this hour. But we got about half the lines to fill up. And if you've been waiting your turn, go ahead and dial 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lots of folks taking advantage of that. I was saying $20, and we really, because Tim was using the phrase $20 a month, how much that means to us. And it really does. But we'll send you the books if you pledge $18 a month. So I don't want to cheat anybody. But $18 a month, and we're able to send you the books. Somebody does those calculations, not me. And they're wonderful books, Spiritual Warfare. and the Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke from Sophia Institute Press, an issue that comes up all the time, spiritual warfare, and also the new book on basically the afterlife and what happens to you after you die from Scott Hahn, Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body. Scott Hahn and Emmaus Road Press will send them both to you if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. A monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. Hey, if you can do 500 one time, and there are people who can, and God bless you, we'll give you those two books, but we'll also add in the special set that we have from the Augustine Institute Press on Why Believe. The most basic question of apologetics, probably, Why Believe? You get two DVDs, you get two books in the set, and we'd love to send it to you for that one-time pledge of $500 a month or more. We've got a long way to go. We're not close to meeting our goal for this hour, but there's lots of people in the world. God has lots of friends, and we know that most of them have a phone. So 888-291-8000
so
is the number.
So can
to
you
call.
Do me a favor and help lower my blood pressure?
Yeah, please.
By calling 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. And as I said, we're going to do our regular job. We got lots of folks on the line for open forum who want to ask a question. Yes, I said pokes. Were you going to laugh at me? Because I said lots of pokes. I meant
you sounded
lots of,
like my 3-year-old.
Lots of
because she can't do her F's very well. She'll say pokes.
She's one of the nicest people in the world. I'm yes, happy to be in her category.
Little Mary. Hi, Mary.
Josh in Maryland, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Josh, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Tim.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Si.
Yes. Hi, Josh.
My question has to do with, because I'm new to the whole Catholic faith. I'm
sure.
a Protestant converting.
All right.
And
welcome home, brother.
I was looking at the pastoral differences in the sacrament of confirmation between the Eastern Rite and the Western Rite, and my question specifically has to do with how, the Eastern Rite and the Western Rite, initially, they both used to give a double sacrament in the early church.
Correct.
But then I realized when I read up further in the catechism and stuff that what the reason the Western Rite started to, like, slow down on that whole thing is because the lack of the bishop not being around and all. Now, why did it end up transforming into like some kind of like reason of age kind of thing?
Right.
And because that whole thing kind of confused me, because as I'm a Baptist converting, like, you know, my whole Baptist argument in the past against Catholics used to be, well, hey, you know, infants aren't at the age of reason for baptism, you know?
Right.
But then,
right.
You know, so couldn't the same thing be said to like the Latin Rite saying, well, hey, don't let the don't stop the children from coming to God, you know, give them the full grace of the sacraments, you know? So like,
well, let Tim answer. Thank you,
great,
Josh.
Great question. And there's a lot of things. First, we see not just in history, post-biblical history, do we see the distinction between baptism and confirmation, and I mean by way of time. We see it also in, for example, the book of Acts chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. You remember when Philip, who was one of the seven deacons, preaches in Samaria, and many believe, and he baptizes them, but he was only a deacon, so he could not confirm. He had to call up to Jerusalem, not on the phone. This probably took some time, right? And of course, Peter and John came and did the confirmation. So this separation we see even in sacred scripture, although often it was immediate as well. And I will tell you my preference now. I'm a Latin Rite Catholic, but I prefer the Eastern practice of getting confirmation to infants and getting confirmation at the same time as baptism. You know, distinct, of course, but at the same time. But what's interesting is even in the Latin Rite, we have in the Code of Canon Law, if someone is in the danger of death, let's say you have a young child, 5 years old, hasn't been confirmed yet, but he's baptized, He needs to get the sacraments, including confirmation. So if someone is in danger of death, not only do they need to get Eucharist, do they need to get confession, they also need to get confirmation, the church says. Right? And why is that? Because confirmation is the perfection of baptismal graces. You receive a real increase in sanctifying grace and therefore a greater participation in the beatific vision. So I do tend to, I like the Eastern practice, but I also understand why the church over time makes a greater distinction and for that catechetical purpose that you're talking about, that it starts to be viewed as, you know, a sacrament as you're growing up both in years and in the faith. Sort of that sacrament that aids you to become the adult Christian who's willing to die for the faith. And you and I know that's ultimately the purpose of confirmation, as all the sacraments are, to empower us to die ultimately so that we can live with Christ. But confirmation in a particular way, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Why? So that you may be my what? Witnesses, right? So we're called to be Jehovah's Witnesses, right? Oh, no, I got that wrong. We're called to be witnesses. And of course, the Greek word there is martyroi, so that you may be my martyrs. Ultimately, it's to empower us to die. So there is a benefit in separating them and teaching folks, because when they experience it, I remember a priest saying years ago that if we taught our kids properly, and taught them to expect miracles, expect the power of God, expect something to happen on your confirmation day, we would see it more, right? So there is an advantage catechetically of separating them because you have an opportunity to teach. And I love the opportunity to teach my kids, to prepare them, man. You're about to get zapped, man. You're going to get power. You're going to have power to do what you could not do before. This sacrament is so powerful. Jesus told the apostles, don't go anywhere. Stay right here until you get this. That is that dunamis power, that Greek word is dunamis or dynamite, to empower you to live. So again, there's benefit to having it given after the age of reason so that they can intellectually enter into the mystery and receive it in a better way. Of course, that benefit can also not be a benefit when they're not taught and it becomes just a right, you know. Sort of like a bar mitzvah or something, yeah. You know. And so, you know, again, my preference is for the Eastern way, but I also see the benefit of the Latin way of doing it as well. But folks, you know what? I can't help. And thank you for your call. We have got to get some folks on the phone right now. We've only we've got 22 minutes left, and we need your help. We have not made our match. We have a $15,000 matching challenge.
This hour. Yep.
Right now. And folks, we love doing what we do. There is nothing better than helping someone to come to know Jesus, to help someone to know their Catholic faith better, to take them deeper into their Catholic faith, to bring someone who is an atheist to the reality that there is a God who loves them, who sent his, God the Father sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We are so blessed to be able to do what we do. But it's this time of our radio, what do we call it? Pledge drive.
Pledge drive, yeah.
What do we call it? Our pledge drive. That we really do have to reach out to you for help. And so I'm asking you one more time here, although I will ask more before this 20 minutes is up. Folks, we need your help now. We love doing what we do, but we recognize our limitations. We can't do it without you. You are the reason we are here. So folks, can you do me a favor and pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000? I need you to call now. We need to take it over the top. Get this matching challenge, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. com.
888-291-8000 is the number to dial. Lots of lines open. That's good for you, not so good for us, but you'll get in quickly if you dial. You are going to be talking to a Catholic Answers employee. They will chat with you. They'll visit with you. They'll answer your questions about Catholic Answers if you like. If you want to get through there, if you call them up and say, hey, I only got 2 minutes to do this, can you get me done? They'll get it done. They'll get you in and out as quick as, well, faster than you would have thought. I can tell you that. 888-291-8000, or you can do it very quickly and safely and securely, whether on your phone or your laptop, at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know, there's a lot to complain about in this world, but it's not enough just to complain. We've got to bring good things to the world.
Oh,
if we want it, we've got to bring it ourselves.
Amen.
And I honestly believe all the people at EWTN, all the people at your local Catholic radio network, all the people who are broadcasting us, you know, whether it's in Australia or, you know, on an app or wherever it is, all those folks are trying their best to make something positive happen.
Amen.
And the most positive thing that can happen is people come to Jesus Christ at his church. That's
Amen.
The most positive thing that can happen. It changes families. It changes history. It changes whole societies. It changes whole cultures. And it can happen again just like it happened before. We have nothing to fear except maybe our own inaction, our own willingness to let things go on as they are.
Amen.
So let's pick up the phone. Let's not just be complaining and worrying, but doing. And we believe that Catholic Answers does the work of spreading the good news of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. We honestly believe that that's what we do here each day. We don't say we do it perfectly. We don't even say we do it well every day. You know, we do the best we can every day. Some days, it's miraculous.
Actually, Cy does it perfectly, but the rest of us,
we really struggle.
We do.
You know what? You're doing your best, Tim. Gosh darn it. You're doing your best, and you just keep at it. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones, because you know what the number to dial.
Yes.
888-291-8000. Let's try Anthony in El Paso, Texas. You are up next, watching on YouTube Live. Anthony, your question for Tim.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello. All right, Anthony, I'm going to come back to you because I got a guy waiting in El Salvador.
I heard somebody breathing.
Was he breathing? I maybe fell asleep. I don't know. But since I got a gentleman waiting in El Salvador, I'm not going to just keep trying that.
Yes.
We'll head on down to El Salvador. Oscar in El Salvador, which is, in case any of you don't know where that is, it's in Central America.
Yeah.
Oscar, your question for Tim.
Hello.
Hi,
yes,
Oscar.
This is Oscar from El Salvador. How are you guys?
Very well. Thank you for calling us from El Salvador. Your question?
Yes. My question is for Dr. Staples. As I understand, you are a former Pentecostal. So, a former Pentecostal, do you actually congregate in any Catholic charismatic group? Or is any way you actually pray in tongues? Or do you believe in healing prayers Catholic charismatic do?
I'm going to let Tim answer that, but I got to ask you this, Oscar. Do you ask that because you do?
Excuse me?
Are you a charismatic Catholic, Oscar?
No, I'm Catholic charismatic.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you, Oscar.
Great. Love that accent, too. Oscar, I love that accent. These guys are awesome. Anyway, Oscar, I am not a part of any particular charismatic Catholic group. And what I find, Oscar, in the United States anyway, is the charismatic movement has really changed over the decades. You don't see as much anymore. Charismatic, and we used to have that massive conference with tens of thousands of people up in L.A., and now I think it's still there, but it's not as big. I believe in the charismatic gifts. I believe in all of the gifts in the New Testament, and of course the church encourages that we operate in the gifts of the Spirit according to God's will. So yes, I believe in healing prayer. I've seen miracles happen in my life. No doubt about it. Now, I don't have the gift of tongues. I do not have that particular gift, though I believe that it is a valid gift. But I believe one of the greatest gifts the charismatic movement has been to the church is the charismatic movement was huge and vibrant beginning there at Notre Dame in 1967. Huge rallies all over the place, phenomenal. But over the decades, it seems to me it's kind of sort of melted into the church. You find charismatics everywhere. People open to the Spirit now who were not before, miracles and so forth. So I just believe that it's been a great gift to the church. Now, there have been some extremism here and there as well, and I've seen that. That happens.
There's this extremism in everything.
There is, but in general, I think it has been a great gift to the church in helping all of us as Catholics to be open to the gifts of the Spirit, the miraculous power of God. I believe God wants to heal a lot more than what we let him. I really believe that.
Right.
But you know what? James 4:4 says, you have not because you ask not. Right? You have folks that are Catholic, they're sick. Sick as a dog. Have you asked God for healing? No. Okay, well, you might want to think about it.
Right.
How about asking God or getting someone that has a particular gift to come? Of course, we have the anointing of the sick, which is the powerhouse sacrament for healing. Of course, first spiritually, but also bodily healings happen there. And I've seen that as well. But that's generally my answer. I just really appreciate the charismatic movement for that reason. I think it has elevated Catholic culture in its openness to the miraculous power of God, and that's a good thing. But folks, we need you right now to be open to the Holy Spirit to give us a call, because we are really running out of time. We've got about 14 minutes left. We've got to make this match. Matching challenge. I got to get the right lingo. This matching challenge, folks, please, can you get on the phones right now? We've got a lot of open lines, and it's making me nervous. At 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There's never a busy signal at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But please, folks, don't let the devil tell you your $10 isn't going to do anything. Yes, it is. As Cy said earlier, that is Catholic Answers. It's the moms and pops that give $10, $20. And folks, we really need those monthly gifts, that $10 a month, $20 a month. And I'm going to ask one more time, maybe two more times. There are some folks out there right now, you're giving $20, $25 a month, and you can double it. Let me challenge you to pick up that phone right now. Double your, because folks, remember, there are a lot of people, I guarantee you, and we hear from them sometimes, they would love to give, but they can't. They've lost their jobs and such, and we need to pray for them. If you can double that monthly gift that you're already given, you're giving for that one who can't. So please pick up that phone. We've got a lot of open lines right here.
A lot.
At 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And can we get one more person to give? Maybe that $2,000 gift. We had a $2,500 gift last hour.
Right, right. And $1,500, one person gave $1,500.
There's got to be somebody right now that can give $2,000. We will so appreciate it, folks. We've got to go over the top on this matching challenge. So 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. It's our spring pledge drive. We need to raise the money to get through the next 3 months. That's how it works here. We don't keep piles of cash in the bank and just draw on that. We don't have a large endowment, and we don't even actually have people who give us millions of dollars. I don't think there's ever been a $1 million donor here. I don't think there's ever been a $500,000 donor here.
Nope. The biggest gift we've ever had was $350,000, and that was years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. 888-291-8000, the number, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As Tim said, there's no amount that is too small. There's no amount that's too big either, but there's no amount that's too small. It's when we add it all up that we're able to keep the program going. I want to go to Gavin in Prince George, British Columbia, right now watching on YouTube Live. Gavin, thanks so much for being with us. Your question for Tim.
Hi. I'm actually just kind of curious about the Catholic definition of superstition, because as a non-Christian, looking at things like the devotionals and sacramentals in the Catholic Church, I kind of look at those and think, what's the difference between those and superstitions?
Yes,
thank you, Gavin.
Great question. Well, the Catholic Church teaches that superstition is the deviation of religious feeling and of the practices this feeling imposes, right? It's when one attributes an importance in some way magical or certain practices, you know, otherwise lawful or necessary, but you attribute the efficacy of the prayers or the sacramental signs to their mere external performance apart from the interior dispensation or dispositions that they demand, right? So it's kind of it's a deviation of the virtue of religion into a sort of emphasis on a sort of sentimentality that leads to, and we'll take a particular example, the idea that this brown scapular that we talked about earlier, they have all kinds of prayers and promises attached to it, right? If you wear this, this will happen. Well, the idea that you can simply wear the brown scapular and it will magically provide you with all of these gifts and everything else, that is superstition. Because the true virtue of religion always tells us that there is a necessary connection between whatever the practice is that we're doing and our internal dispositions. Because without the proper internal dispositions, you can do all the external practices in the world and it will profit you nothing. In fact, St. Paul's the ultimate example in 1 Corinthians 13. He says, even if I give my body to be burned, if I have not charity, it profits me nothing. That is charity, agape, the supernatural love of God imparted to our souls by the Holy Spirit, because that's the first principle of merit in the life of a Catholic is the supernatural grace of God on your soul. So if you don't have that, the external things that you do mean absolutely nothing. But if you attribute something to those mere external actions, apart from the dispositions, that is, by definition, superstition. And that's actually a sin. And by the way, if you want to check out, there's a great little section in the Catechism, paragraph 2111. If you haven't seen it, brother, and for anybody listening, the Catechism of the Catholic Church is a fantastic book, a great gift. First time the Church has given us a universal catechism in 500 years. Pope St. John Paul gave it to us. It's fantastic. You can get it at Vatican.va at their website. They have it. There's a wonderful website, St. Charles Borromeo. It's scborromeo.org. And you can go, and it has a search and all sorts of things there. Catechism, paragraph 2111. But does that make sense, brother?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. I've been doing a lot of research on the sacramentals, especially the brown scapular lately, and I've been toying with the idea of converting.
Praise God.
It's one of those questions I've been teasing with.
Gotcha. You know what, brother? I said it earlier. I think it was last hour. We always have to remember, you'll see lots of powerful, you know, promises attached to all sorts of devotions and sacramentals in the Church. But we always have to remember they have to be taken in context of the entirety of the Word of God, the entirety of the analogy of faith, because when you kind of lift them out of their proper context, that's when you start getting into superstition. But thanks so much for your call. Stay in touch, because we'd love to hear how things go in your journey toward the Church.
Yeah, do call again, Gavin. It's wonderful to hear from a non-Christian. I'm going to waive the $5 fee for non-Christians today because you said you're thinking of converting. So yes. God bless you, brother, and thank you so much. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. I've only got about a minute left to ask you to make your pledge and to help us out. Come on, folks. We need your help.
We've got a bunch of open lines. And they can... How long can they call?
Well, as long as the phones keep ringing, we keep answering them. So, okay. But usually maybe 10, 15 minutes after the show,
folks,
there's still people answering
right
calls.
Now, right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, they can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com
Anytime.
Whenever.
And as a matter of fact, that will always help us meet the match. If you're listening later tonight, look, our donors are really generous. They're not trying to chisel us out of anything or anything like that. So if you, even up till midnight or after midnight tonight, or you're, it's, you know, you live on you live in Japan and you're going to listen to this, what would be the middle of the night here, all that's fine. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge. It all counts. And then we'll come back tomorrow and let everybody know. Let's fill up the lines, though, before we go. It's so exciting here when we finish with the lines full.
Yes.
We've got gifts we want to give you if you can make that $18 a month pledge. A couple of great books, one from Scott Hahn, one from Dan Burke, on the afterlife and on spiritual warfare. Come on, that's basic stuff. You want those books from two great authors.
Amen.
888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 is that number.
Thank you so much, all of you that have called. God bless you. We love you. Those of you on the phone lines, thank you so much. And those of you that are about to call, 888-291-8000, God bless you. And I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
It was fun. Got calls from all around the world today, from Dubai, from El Salvador, from Canada, from the United States. Got a few from the United
States. From the United States.
Yeah, that was nice. So that's what we do here. We need your support, however. 888-291-8000.